Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is the Word of Mouth Wednesday. It is 2011, our second week of the year, second episode of the year. This is our January the 12th episode, Word of Mouth Wednesday. Words on the Reel, demanding a public inquiry into the Toronto G20 Summit rally. There was a major rally that took place on the weekend, and we've got audio to play from that rally, including interviews and, a few clips from the march, too. It turned into a march all throughout downtown. We're going to be hearing from people such as Adam Letalic, filmmaker of the Under Occupation documentary, Adam Nobody, a protester that's filed a complaint regarding police brutality, Test Their Logic, the rap artist Testament and Illogic, Dan Dix, producer of Press for Truth, Derek Soberall, producer of the Toronto G20 Exposed documentary, and more. Also, we're planning to get live on the phone Dave Vasey, who was involved with the G20 and is actually one of the only people ever charged under the secret law, the Public Works Protection Act. So we're going to be getting all kinds of updates and more. You know, this is the headlines is coming out. More information is coming out every day on the G20, and this is, you know, it's six months later, but people are still wondering what the word is, and you know, that's what just demanding a public inquiry. Well, we'll be right back on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. My name's Daniel Libby, 7 to 8 p.m. Keep it locked, CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasting from Ryerson University in Toronto.
This
word
is
up.
Kevin Annett with the friends and relatives of the disappeared, and I want you to listen to Word of Mouth Wednesday, and please listen to our website, hiddenfromhistory.org.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So we're back here for another week, another episode, and again, we got a we don't have a segment this week from Robin Yetto. Hopefully get him back sometime to make his 2011 debut for more information. You know, on all that's coming out on here Wednesday, January the 12th. Big headlines today in the Toronto Star. New photo surface after G20 case closed. Tells the story of Dorian Barton, who has now got new images of how he was arrested during the G20 during the Queen's Park, the closure of the free speech zone, the designated protest area. And this gentleman looks like he was very roughly treated very roughly here. They got pictures of some of the bruises afterwards. They've got. I think they have one of these riot cops, a close-up of them. They still have their shield on, their faceplate on, but I guess that's what they're trying to identify. You know, there's a whole thing on trying to identify the officers. This is an interesting way that it's turned here in the G20. Remember, during the summer, there was a major push to identify the vandals, the Black Bloc, the people in mass. Now they're the past few weeks with the Adam Nobody and now Dorian Barton, there's a push to identify the riot police, who are unidentifiable for what they've done. Well, you know, this is some of the stuff we're going to be getting into. So why don't we just start off here, Word of Mouth Wednesday? Why don't we start off with an interview here? How about we start off with one that I'm sure you're looking forward to hearing, Test Their Logic. How about the rap group that we had? We actually interviewed them the week of the G20 in Toronto. They were live in the studio, and then they went through their ordeal, both being criminalized especially for a track, a rap track, G8, G20 Crash the Meeting. They're going to talk about what's happened since then, why they were out on Saturday at Queen's Park for this rally in 2011. Canadians still demanding a public inquiry into the G20. Here's Test Their Logic.
Determine the facts. Represent the public.
Come on, take a tour. See you in the streets. Yeah, yeah. Test Their Logic. Yeah. G8, G20. They, you, we, many. G8.
The G20, 2011. Demanding a public inquiry. We got Test Their Logic here. What are you guys thinking? What's the word?
Yeah, we're here showing support, you know, saying the real criminals still haven't been brought to account for what happened. That's Bill Blair and the entire city of Toronto Police Department. That is the RCMP and the Integrated Security Unit. Those people, they're the real criminals. They had $1 billion to, you know, intimidate and harass and beat on people. And so, you know, we're standing here for justice still, you know, reunited.
Yeah, yeah, it feels nice, you know, we're at a G20 rally again. Yeah. First one.
So we had our charges stayed, so we're able to associate again. We're able to go to protests again. We're able to wear bandanas again. So it feels good, you know?
Yeah, we're working on a bunch of new tracks too, hoping to drop our album soon. So keep on the lookout for that. We just in the studio for the last week, actually pumped out 3 new tracks and got 3 or 4 more on the go. So
yeah, there's a lot of new stuff in 2011. We're gonna keep it going, you know, repping for the people in the streets still.
And next weekend, y'all should come check it out. We have a show. It's at the Free Gallery. It's part of the North American Anarchist Studies Network, which is having their annual conference here in Toronto at the Steelworkers Hall Saturday and Sunday. So you should come check that out. All right.
Yeah. What was the legal situation? You guys said, because I know there's been rallies for all charges dropped, or hoping for all the charges dropped in G20. Did you guys get your charges dropped? What happened?
So they've been stayed, so that's not technically dropped.
Yeah, they can bring them back if they want.
In a year's time, if there's new evidence, they can bring the charges back. But it basically means all the bail is finished. We're free to associate again. Basically, for all intents and purposes, it's over. They're just being, you know, the a**s that they are, and are making our life, just giving it a little last shot by not giving us full freedom. But you know, we're free in our hearts, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah. And it's a tactic they've used on a bunch of other people too. I have lots of friends who've had their charges stayed.
They don't have any evidence for anything, you know. The whole thing was just complete a sham, you know. Like, and it was economic warfare as well too, because we had to spend enough money out of our own pockets on lawyers. So it's just their way of, you know, trying to get to us, but
mess with the network, you know.
They can't stop us, you know. We got the strength, we got freedom in our hearts, so no matter what they do, we're still standing up, you know?
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that are still, you know, facing really horrible conditions, non-association conditions between brothers and sisters, between partners, you know what I'm saying? People that are, like, on house arrest. They've been on house arrest since June.
Can't even use cell phones or computers or internet.
Yeah, it's some really, really messed up. The repression is ongoing, you know, while we're calling for all charges to drop. And I mean, like, not most charges, but lots of charges are being dropped. There's other charges that are still being, like, put down on people. A good friend of mine was just recently picked up in London, and he's on house arrest now. He's facing a bunch of charges, and, you know, they're picking people up. They're still picking people up. They're trying to extradite people from the States. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still pushing forward this criminalization agenda that they've got. And we need to stand up. We need to support all people that have been caught up in this net that they've cast on us. And you know, break those chains and free our people.
Yeah, because they're the real criminals. You know, they're the ones who are robbing the world. They're killing the world. They're destroying communities. So they're trying to make it seem like we're the bad people. No way. We know who the real people who are destroying this planet. You know, and we're standing up and saying no more. You know, we're gonna do what's right. We're gonna represent humanity and freedom to the fullest.
For real. G20 leaders, look out. We're chilling with Tesla Logic, Illogic, and Testament in Queens Park, and the protest is on the move. Keeping it real, 2011. Word up.
Yo, check it out. I'm gonna drop a quick.
Which one you wanna do?
Conspiracy rap.
Do conspiracy rap?
Yeah.
All right, this is new hook that is coming out on one of our next tracks.
The conspiracy rap.
It's called conspiracy rap. You know, that's what we got charged with. We got charged for our rap. So this is what it is, yo. Conspiracy rap, intentions ain't masked, and we're counseling you to fight back. Attack, 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 attack. Tester Logic is back, conspiring on the track. Conspiracy rap, intentions ain't masked, and we're counseling you to fight back. Attack, 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 attack. Tester Logic is back, conspiring on the track.
What's up? Yeah, well, you know, the economic warfare that the state is waging against the people, still facing charges in the G20, is intense, because lawyers aren't cheap. And to afford it a defense where you can actually find some kind of justice, it takes a lot of money. So the 18 people still facing the largest conspiracy charges are going to need about $1 million to help fund their defense. And that's not a small amount of money. That's a lot of money. And for... You know, we do this activism, we volunteer to do this to change the world, you know. We don't have a lot of money, we're doing it because we love the planet, and we love our communities, and we want to see a better world. So it's a very, just that economic penalty alone is huge. Solidarity with all the people in 18 are still facing charges, all the people still facing charges from G20. You know, we know who the real criminals that weekend are.
Word up. Shout outs to Test Their Logic. Shout outs to more than dozens of people that were out at the rally on Saturday. Now, that's the dozens I got from a CP24. You know how they have those one-sentence news headline, like one-sentence news? And it said dozens of protesters rally outside Queen's Park demanding an inquiry into the G20. Now, I estimated there was over 100 at the max point when it turned into a big march. And I'm not even sure how the march happened. It seemed like an impromptu march. It was everyone was gathered around Queen's Park, and then it was like, what's going on? There's no megaphones, no microphones, so there's no speeches. So it turned into a march because there's a lot of, and that's what I'll give the police respect for, blocking off the streets and letting the people march down. I was wondering what was going on, because the police were ahead of the march, and I was like, what? They're leading us into traffic here. What's going on here? As far as I know, nobody was injured or, there's no traffic accidents. So, as a result of this march that went through from Queen's Park, it went down University. I think it was across Dundas, up Young Street, and then over to Young and College is where the first big stop was. Everyone was stopped right in the middle of the intersection, Young and College, and that's a scene of the epic scene from the Friday of the G20 weekend in June. And then it was also on the Monday of the G20, there's the major rally in front of the police headquarters. Well, that was also, that was the next stop for the rally that just took place on Saturday, and then it all ended back at Queen's Park. Well, we've got some more audio to play, too, leading up in the show, but maybe first we'll just play a Test Their Logic track, because we just heard them in the interview, Logic and Testament. Well, how about we just get into it, and we'll get right back here on Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is Get Into It, Test Their Logic.
Yeah. Yo, I ain't got any time to waste on this one. I gotta get right on it, like, yo. When I face the page, I place the rage, place it into stasis. I'll write it and erase it. That's a basis, cover all the bases. Watch what you say on the cell, they're gonna trace it. Stack deck, don't expect any aces. Camera eyes, watch you in public places. And I hate this, so I take this mic and I write like these words on my legs, and they walk me through my paces. People chase it, glittery lights, but I've seen the heights. My time is not wasted, I'm tracing the sky. Who reads smoke that I took to me, all the spaces of my mind and time. Look, just face it, this life is mine. That's why I'm not racing the finish line. We're coming with time. The moment designed to shine, I won't replace it. So I take my time, grind it up and break it, roll it up so fine. Let it up and blaze it, smoke and burn, smoke them up. And time's on the grind, train and throw the signs. Take your fist and raise it up to the sky. See the fire in the eye, do it, do not do. There is no try, hard to find what's true. That is no lie. If they clip your wings, how you gonna fly? Are you gonna lie? You're gonna die. So until that day, are you gonna try? One by one we multiply. Eyes to the sun, just let it shine now. Now get into it. Now choose your side. We got to do it. The time is right. Now get into it. Now change your life. Only you can do it. The time is right. Any more pollution and you gon' fry. So get into it, it's do or die. With no action, factions or crews divide. But you can't be stupid if you choose to ride. And you can't ride the fence, better choose your side. Keep doing what you're told or do what's right. You're gonna roll over or you gon' fight. No justice, no peace, the war's tonight. And I'm a poltergeist, you know, a violent spirit. Product of a world with too much violence in it. So many people, trees and animals are dying a minute. Can't ask them to stop, they ain't trying to hear it. Until we get physical, they ain't gonna fear it. To go to war with the machine, start trying to kill it.
until it dies. Every day's a violent day, and they expect you to protest and silence the state. Pacifist and unaffected while we die in decay. We need to rise up,
healing
the prey. Preachers and teachers lead us astray. Politicians and cops, all they say is obey. Your corporate masses, buy what they got in the spleen. Stop buying the sh**, start making them pay. To hell with the games, we ain't gonna play. Let's fight them till they kill us or they take us away. Start throwing Molotovs, stop throwing bouquets. Take it to these bastards like tankers in skate. Monkey wrench machines and write communiques. A wall to spray paint, just big circle A's. Now get into it. Now choose your side. We got to do it. The time is right. Now get into it. Now change your life. Only you can do it. The time is right.
Word of mouth Wednesday, just trying to get the information out, trying to get the word out. You just heard there from Test Their Logic. We played a bit of the interview, and then that was just one of their music tracks, a hip-hop group, Test Their Logic, and they're going to be out at this, they got a big anarchist studies event taking place this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street, and maybe I'll announce that a bit more at the end of the show. But just moving along here, because we got more audio to play from this demand of a public inquiry. Public inquiry into the G20. The summit that took place in June 2010 still resonates. The people are still wondering what happened. People still want to know. And one of the major headlines that's come out in the recent months has been about the case of Adam Nobody, about the situation involving Adam Nobody. And actually, Adam Nobody was there on Saturday. So I got to talk to him. And this interview is not that long because Adam Nobody can't really get into any details because his situation, his complaint is still before the courts, I guess. There's officers that are getting in trouble because of it. Adam Nobody was arrested during the Queen's Park, the closure of the Queen's Park. A bit reminiscent of this guy that's got the front page of the Toronto Star today, Dorian Barton. But Adam Nobody's case has been, or his story has been out there, though, so if you've been paying attention. But here, in his own words, here's Adam Nobody's thoughts on G20 and what he can talk about.
We're here at Queen's Park, January 8th, 2011. We got a G20 protest demanding a public inquiry. Do you mind introducing yourself?
How do you do? I'm Adam Nobody.
Yeah. And I've heard about your story. You've been in the news. You've been on the front page of the news. And, what can you tell us?
The fact that it shouldn't have happened in the first place. And the fact that I seem to be the only case that people are responding to. And 1,100 people got arrested. And I was in the hospital for a long time. And there was people beat up a lot worse than I was. And they don't get anything because it's not on video, and the police have swept it under the rug, just like they were planning on doing on me before that video came up, you know? And I'm very grateful for everyone who took the videos and for Toronto Support demanding that somebody be held accountable for what they did. And I'm glad it's happening, but there's still so much more that needs to be done, you know? And hopefully it happens, you know? We're fighting to make that happen.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep it up. I guess we're hoping on for the public inquiry, G20.
You keep it up too, buddy. That's what matters, is that we all keep it up. Not just I keep it up. It's, we work as a team, and you know, we fight for our justice because a lot of people got accosted. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. And thanks to the guys that filmed it and got the footage out. Did you ever meet any of these guys? Or?
I the guy who took the original video, his name is John Bridge. I never met him before when he took the video, and the day I met him is the day after he signed his affidavit that is now a legal document and it's on trial and what have you. I've never met him, but I have met him since, and you know what I mean? He's from Newfoundland, and he's just like, you know, I ain't taking this, you know? I ain't just gonna let this happen, you know? I got this, I'm gonna, you know? And he's very adamant about it, and that's what I love, the fact that everybody, you know, that was here knows what happened, And, you know, we're unifying, you know, we're becoming a unit to fight on each other's behalf, you know. It's a great feeling knowing that everybody, you know, especially even in jail, like the 31 hours I spent in jail, you know, in that cell, the solidarity in that cell of people who have never met each other were just like, oh man, like, what happened to you? It's like, oh, that sucks. You know, this is what happened to me. Oh, that sucks. And, you know, there's a lot of people came together on this. And that's, you know, to conquer something, you got to divide and separate. But what they did is they unified us. And here we stand now, together. You know what I mean? And it's a great thing. It's a great thing.
For real, yeah. Calling for the public inquiry in the G20. Research the situation, Adam Nobody in the G20. And thanks a lot, Adam Nobody, for talking.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.
To do their jobs, to preserve the peace, to protect the public safety. But in exchange for those authorities, we're held accountable for how we use them.
Word up. So that's what we're wondering about, police accountability. We just heard from Adam Nobody there, the clip of Adam Nobody, and just at the tail end there, you just heard a few seconds of Chief Blair, the Toronto Police Chief, talking about that police officers will have to face the accountability. Well, that is why we're wondering, you know, how the police are going to be held accountable. And, you know, with all that's happened with the G20, you know, how many different cases are going to start coming to light? Because the Adam Nobody case, and then there's, you know, this one this morning they're reporting on Dorian Barton, and there's a lot of people that a lot of stuff has happened to. One man who knows a lot about this has, because he's been documenting it since before it, you know, since before the G20 took place, has been Dan Dix of Press for Truth. And that is actually the next clip that I want to play here, because Dan Dix has been working hard at work on Into the Fire. So without any further ado, why don't we get an update on what Dan Dix and Press for Truth have been doing with G20 and, you know, the hope for greater accountability from the security forces.
Yeah, I think you're right. Dan, what is there any word on the movie, Into the Fire? What's going on?
Yeah, man, we're working really hard on it. You know, I don't want to say any kind of release date now. It's tough to say. Maybe by the end of February, early March, hopefully. It's a lot of work to do yet. I mean, we've got over 100 hours of HD footage, you know, a couple terabyte drives full of stuff that we're going through. And as soon as we get the final cut done, which is almost there, I'm going to start scoring the film. And then as soon as that's done, we're basically good to go. So as soon as possible.
Awesome. Yeah, look up for the G20 documentary Into the Fire on PressRetreat.ca and Dan Dix. We had some reports on the Ombudsman report, Caught in the Act, and I know that he used a lot of the evidence from Press for Truth. Do you have any words on this Ombudsman report?
Yeah, you know, I thought he did a good job in explaining, you know, the problems with the Public Works Protection Act that was, you know, passed in secret. I was a little bit... not disappointed, but I thought his recommendations, he could have taken it a little bit further. Having them revise the act is obviously necessary. It needs to be done. But still, nobody's been held accountable for anything. You know, he had the opportunity to interview Bill Blair, and he didn't. So overall, it was fairly good, but I would have liked to have seen, you know, Bill Blair and Dalton McGuilty somehow held accountable for their actions.
For real. And do you want to talk about the story of what happened in Queen's Park with Queen's Park, or do you want to get into that?
With
the idea of, from what I heard, the Press for Truth is not allowed in Queen's Park, even though you're the, you know, main source for this Ombudsman report. Were you guys allowed to film the press release?
No, I'll tell you what happened. We went to get you know, the proper credentials to get a pass to be able to be inside the legislative building. They said, if you're not a member of the press gallery, you have to go through, you know, this avenue. And we went through that. They went onto my website and said, because your site says that you guys are political activists, unfortunately, we can't let you in. So, you know, they weren't going to let us in because they felt that we had an agenda and that therefore we're biased media. So that's what they told us. They didn't let us in, but luckily you did get in and hooked us up with some footage, which is awesome. So it all worked out in the end.
Yeah, for real, yeah. So stay tuned to Word of Mouth on CKLN. Check out PressRetreat.ca, and thanks a lot, Dan Dix.
Word out.
Yeah.
Word up. That was Dan Dix there for Press for Truth. Look out for Into the Fire. That's going to be the new movie coming out by Press for Truth about this G20. That's a major documentary that Dan's been working on with Brian Law, Stephen Davies, and the Press for Truth team. Now, that's an interesting view on things. What Dan Dix was saying about the Ombudsman report and the Caught in the Act report, that's why I am thankful for the opportunity to be a volunteer here on community radio, because it got me access basically into the press room for the Ombudsman report. And that's the kind of access that I wouldn't have been able to get if I was, you know, if I had my own independent media organization like Dan Dix has with Press for Truth. He's the owner and operator of Press for Truth. We're gonna keep on following that. We're gonna keep on giving you announcements when the Into the Fire Press for Truth movie comes out about the G20. We're gonna try to we'll have more updates on that. And you know, there's all kinds of criminalization going on in society. What I found here on the second page of the newspaper is gamblers will face tough odds, high-tech barrier to addicts, new facial recognition camera software will alert OLG casino staff of players on the banned list. This is in a Toronto Star second page talking about facial recognition cameras and software being installed in all casinos. Now, this is what they're trying to do here. They've got a list of banned players they're going to try to track here on a database. Well, if you know, this is what I've been talking about, and this is why we're going to have to start focusing on this whole lottery scheme, because, you know, I'm sure there's major stuff going on with it. So what I'm going to be doing here is here's a tribute to everyone involved with the lottery, I guess. This is a track here from Down Under, Matt and Must Pank Productions, Under Toi, and we'll be right back. We'll try to get Dave Vasey on the phone, but first up, here's just a music break, and we'll be right back. Word of Mouth Wednesday. Word is mine. Word of mouth.
Both man, we're underrated. I'm chasing down cash, waiting on a double payment. Couple aces, better off to try your luck at Vegas. I get a double blazer, sitting on the same pavement. Every show I head straight to the bar and raise it. I'm a plated stab like percussion on the playlist. Style off the gauges, slam worthy breaks in. Get my hands dirty, making every publication. Bloodthirsty vagrants, lace up the papers with a rude attitude. Sick of bruise any fakers, so confuse it with hatred. This is tough love. I fight fire with a storm and a low front. The bare essence of extreme measures, wake the heavens. The first session's in a long line of epics, delivered in a second with a lifetime's message. My position is cemented till your mind's eyes heavy. This is quite hefty, while your rhyme style's empty. I beat a mic's envy, spit a sky high medley. You can't dissect the way I'm using my chemistry. Check the timeline, here, the future's ahead of me.
1, 2, 3, wouldn't try and make cash, trying to be like me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, now no little kids wanna beat like this.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3,
wouldn't try and make cash, trying to be like me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
now no little kids wanna beat like this.
Yo, we got that low down style for any function, with the know-how to put the power into numbers. Never slow now, I'm facing any interruption, with a brave face running off a pure gumption. Fourth dimension, footstep when I race the session. Every sentence leave a mark beyond comprehension. Never ending, motor mouth, about to start his engine. Mind bending with the plans to a new invention. Pen pad about to work out the new equation. Laid back, putting thought into every statement. Blaze tracks, better call on the fire station. I'll stand back, just absorb.
One, two, three. Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the Word of Mouth show. And joining us on the show, we have an interview guest here on the line. You might know him as an organizer on environmental issues, especially about the tar sands or Indigenous Solidarity. He helped organize the Toxic Tour during the G20 protest week, and he's one of only two people that were ever charged under the Public Works Protection Act, which is also known as a secret law to invoke martial law, that took place during the G20 Toronto. And joining us on the line is Dave Vasey. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, Daniel?
Oh, not bad. Thanks for being on the show. And you know what? When I was doing some research on your story, I actually stumbled across there's an archive of your interview from Word of Mouth Monday, the Monday Mouth show, which took place in the summer. And Jesse Zimmerman, Jesse Zimmerman interviewed you. He's got the archive posted on YouTube. So I just wanted to ask you about, you know, maybe, I guess, since the summer, what's happened since? Regards to the G20, yeah.
In regards to the G20? Well, I mean, lots has happened since the summer, but, with the charges against me, I showed up for my court date, and when I looked at the docket, I was informed that I wasn't on it, and so spoke to the Justice of the Peace and presented the charge sheet and said, you know, I was supposed to appear, and at the time, kind of, they said, well, this is pretty highly unusual that your files would be missing. So, and of course, next couple days, the word from the Star came out that they had, in fact, lost the charges in the mail, ostensibly. And so I was kind of under, I can still be charged if they decide to recharge me, but they have apparently come out and said that they won't recharge me.
Well, so they have sent that word out that you're not going to be, you won't be recharged.
Yeah, as far as I understand.
Okay, so this charge to begin with, this was a major charge because it made a lot of headlines in the newspaper because you were the first guy charged under the Public Works Protection Act.
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
And I'm actually reading right here. I got the Caught in the Act report, from the Ontario Ombudsman, and you're actually mentioned a few times here in the report. Now on page 35 here, it says we've got when it mentions Mr. Vasey that you were close to the fence, but you were not near an entry point when you were stopped. Have you read this Ombudsman report? And did he get your story right?
I did an interview with him, and I was there with my lawyer, Howard Morton. And yeah, as far as the report goes, as far as I know, it's accurate.
Right, and I guess you were just explaining to him your story of being caught in the act. I guess you were literally caught in the act here. Which, you know, thousands of people were, and that's why there's still people out protesting on the weekend. Were you down on the weekend at the rally on Saturday?
Yeah, I marched at almost every rally in the G20. I was there for Saturday and was rearrested there for the Novotel protest.
Oh, I see. So you were arrested twice then on the weekend, on that G20
yes,
weekend.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
So how much time in total then did you spend in these Eastern Avenue detention?
Probably about 28 hours or something, all told.
Wow. Wow.
It was about 6 on the first one and then 22 on the second.
Right. So the first time you were arrested, that was like a Thursday night or a Wednesday
Thursday
night?
Afternoon. Yeah.
Thursday afternoon, okay. So I guess was it like a different scene, I guess, in the Eastern Avenue in the comparison between the Thursday and the Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely. On the Thursday when I was arrested, I did yoga inside of the cell, which I think they thought was kind of strange, kind of hilarious. But, I mean, the first time it was kind of... The procedural stuff didn't really change a lot. It took a long time to process. It took me a while to understand what I was charged with, which what they initially charged me with was actually obstructing a police officer, which was a criminal charge, and I was a little concerned by that. And then my lawyer spoke with them, and then they charged me under the Public Works Act, rather, instead. And I was released without any conditions on the Thursday. So from there, I hit the streets again. I was there Friday for the Protecting Our Communities rally, and there on Saturday.
Nice. Okay, so with this, you're charged under, when they switch your charge to being under the Public Works Protection Act, this was a big deal because the Public Works Protection Act is basically like a law from 1938 or 1939, you know, it's from World War II, and, so it's very rarely used, too. It was very rarely invoked, And then, after you were charged, though, it sort of got out in the headlines that this law has secretly been placed in. And then they started talking about the 5-meter rule, and then reports started coming out that it never existed. I guess, like, what was your impression of this, the secret law or the 5-meter rule situation?
Well, it was obviously meant to intimidate activists. I mean, the reason why my friend and I were selected for profiling by the fence was, you know, due to we had activist propaganda. I was wearing a bag saying, you know, Homeland Security since 1492. And my friend had a sticker saying No Olympics on Stolen Native Land. And, you know, we were profiled and... you know, they were looking to arrest activists, and we had been harassed and detained at that point a couple times by the police, and so that was essentially the motive for invoking kind of those laws, was to arrest anyone who looked like an activist at the time.
Right, and that's why I'm glad that there is still, you know, there's still people out that, you know, they weren't successful in, you know, totally intimidating everyone. That, you know, there, so that, that, you know, that's why I was encouraged that there was more, that, you know, there was more people out on Saturday than I had seen, you know, in some of the previous rallies. So, you know, the movement's still building, I think. But what I wanted to ask you about, though, just because I know you've been doing research on this and that you're also a York University graduate student. On the environment, I guess, like, what are you thinking right now on in terms of the issues about the environment? And, you know, from your perspective, what's the major, I guess, environmental issues you could highlight for everyone?
Well, right now my primary focus is on the tar sands giga project in Alberta and Saskatchewan, and for me the major issue in that is less of an environmental issue, but more of a human rights issue, and in particular an indigenous sovereignty and rights issue, where communities are not being given meaningful consultation, nor is there adequate monitoring happening of any of the tar sands effluents, which are then entering the Athabasca River, affecting communities all along the way downstream. Fort Chipewyan is the example, but, you know, Beaver Lake is another example. Fort McKay has recently spoken out. Lubicon Cree Nation has also spoken out. And so shutting down that project is kind of what I've dedicated my life to at this point.
Nice. And you called it, did you call it the Giga Project?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that one.
That's a term kind of popularized by Oil Sands Truth, run by McDonald Stainsey.
Nice. How can we find information on that, the Oil Sands Truth?
Oilsandstruth.org. Okay. IEN's Tar Sands Campaign is also a great source of information. And then, I mean, there's, you know, at this point, many, many organizations working to stop the tar sands.
Right. And I guess How did you think that the event, I guess, like, what happened during the G20, would you say that has slowed down the activism at all, or like how would you put in context this whole, I guess, what's happened with the G20 and, you know, in comparison with local activism?
Well, and that's kind of a complex question and answer. I mean, some of our best organizers are under house arrest, and Alex is still in jail. So that was certainly a blow to organizing in the city. But the important thing is that, you know, many folks have stepped forward to continue the advocacy work, and we've catalyzed a lot of dialogue between many of the groups organizing in the city, particularly around migrant justice, economic justice, environmental justice, indigenous sovereignty. All of those groups are in closer connection, and so on the networking thing, it was great. It was a big success, and we're seeing that at the rallies. And, you know, unfortunately, the kind of the masses went back to sleep, and the media is, you know, kind of jumped back into their role of not reporting on actions conducted in the city, but it certainly hasn't slowed any organizing. If anything, it's increased it. I mean, just on December 7th, Environmental Justice Toronto, which is the group that I organized with, we shut down Bain's King for a half hour with two tripods and a banner, where we had activists perched on top of the tripods. Just last night, the anti-racist action went and confronted the English Defense League and the Jewish Defense League for promoting anti-Islamic, anti-Arab sentiments in the city. And, you know, some of the tactics of the police were apparent there. We haven't ended a G20 kind of mentality where I watched as, you know, a dozen or so riot police on horses charged the crowd.
And this happened last night?
Yeah, it happened last night. It was,
wow.
It did get some attention from the Globe and National Post, and was actually reported internationally as well.
Nice. Was it downtown?
No, it was by Lawrence West subway station.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that. That's so yeah, there is action going on. There is there is movements going on. That's why I'm glad to have spoken with you, and maybe hopefully we can get you on again, maybe with some other guests too in the future.
That'd be great.
That would be great. I guess you got any last words, Dave?
No, I mean, just from my perspective, the G20 experience was, you know, while I was arrested, I guess in my frame, I don't like being labeled as a civil rights or civil liberties kind of a thing. I mean, we should be looking at the daily violations that happen, and we should also be careful with how we apply the term civil liberties and civil rights. It doesn't apply to undocumented people or new immigrants waiting for status in Canada. They don't have civil liberties here. So as a movement, if we're going to stand in solidarity, we need to begin to change those rules and apply it as rights for all, regardless of status in this country. And for me, that would be more important because, you know, the profiling that happened during G20 is applied throughout Canada to racialized communities, particularly black people in the city of Toronto and Aboriginal people throughout the country.
For real, yeah. And thanks a lot, Dave Vasey, for speaking the truth today.
All right, have a good one.
All right, thanks. And that's Dave Vasey there from, Environmental Justice Toronto, and he was recommending to check out the site oilsandstruth.org for information on the tar sands project. And then you can check out the Ontario Ombudsman report if you want to find some more information on Dave Vasey's story. He's actually referenced on, there's references on page 17, page 25, 35, 64, 65, page 92. So Dave Vasey is in the Ombudsman report. He was caught in the act, I guess, because he's the first guy caught in the act. Now, this Ontario Public Works Protection Act, what Dave Vasey was actually mentioning there in his last comments there in the interview is actually something that he got into in his interview in the summer on the Monday Mouth program with Jesse Zimmerman. And you can find that interview on YouTube if you search Dave Vasey, V-A-S-E-Y. On YouTube, you can find this is a two-part interview where Dave Vasey explains why he didn't show his ID, and you know that's why he was mentioning the stuff about civil liberties and the undocumented people or migrant people, you know, new immigrants to Toronto. They don't have the same kind of rights, so that's why he didn't want to show his ID. And you know, it is, it you know, it's been proven that a lot of this whole secret law was fraudulent. There was no 5-meter rule, and that, you know, you really didn't have to show the ID if you're, you know, you're not trying to enter the public work. So what, you know, how can they protect it from, you know, if your sidewalk's away, several blocks away or whatever? Well, you know, that's it's all a lot to be thinking about, to be going over. But, you know, we're going to keep on doing it here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, just because we still can. You know, hopefully we're going to try to keep Canada, you know, as a free country. And, you know, we'll be back on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're just going to go, we'll go back into Undutwa, and then be right back. Session. Every sentence leave a mark beyond comprehension. Never ending murder mouth, about to start its engine. Mind bending with the plans to a new invention. Pen pad about to work out the new equation. Laid back, putting thought into every statement. Blaze tracks, better call on the fire station. I'll stand back, just absorbing the situation. Back to my peace line, 1, 2, 3. Cash track, need relief on the MRC. I captured the scene, adapt to the street, broke back on the beat, getting loose on the leaf. With a force to leave your brain sore, dwell up in the cloud, so I got something to aim for. Counting down to the main course, spawning my ground, getting locked out the stage door. Cause the crowd can't take more, cats getting burnt by the flames from my rainstorm. Speak fire from the same jaw, count lucky charms when I'm dealt out an ash straw. 1, 2, 3, wouldn't try and make cash, trying to be like me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, now no little kids want to be like this. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, wouldn't try and make cash, trying to be like me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, now no little kids want to be like this. 1, 2, 3, Undutwa, Matt and Must, Pang Productions, kicking it. They're from Melbourne, Australia. They're making some good music down there. Well, what we got still going on up north here, Toronto, it was pretty cold on Saturday, but it didn't stop, you know, close to 200 people or so that were out, you know, for a rally, for a march, for, you know, trying to get the word out, still trying to figure out what happened at the G20. So that's why it's a public inquiry now. And trying to still raise the same issues that people were protesting about this this very secretive group of 20 nations, the elite of the world, that meet. It's mainly a business meeting, economic meeting, but they're talking about all kinds of topics. Well, why don't we hear from a classic guest that we've had on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, Derek. And actually, shout outs to Derek, who helped give me the contact info for Dave Vasey too, that we just had on. So Derek has been, you know, he's been making connections throughout the G20, and he's been getting the word out, and mostly with the documentary G20 Exposed. Now we're gonna play what Derek had to say at the rally. You're gonna hear a few of in the rally action, and then. We'll be back right after that to wrap up here for Word of Mouth Wednesday. But first, why don't we hear about Derek, and especially about his latest, some of his latest news on the G20 and the latest situation with him involving the Freedom of Information Act request. Well, here's the information. We're getting the info war with Derek.
We will not forget. We will not forget. We will not forget.
We're all here together, united as Canadians who care about this city. We want accountability at the top. We want Bill Blair fired. We want an investigation, a public full inquiry into what happened during the G20 summit. We already know that there was an illegal act called the Ontario Public Works Act that was deemed illegal by the Ontario Ombudsman. So all the truth is on our side. That's what we're trying to get to, the facts. We want to know why all this money was spent, why the city was clamped down, is that martial law? Public inquiry!
What do we want?
Now!
Public inquiry!
Now!
Public inquiry!
Now!
Public inquiry!
Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
Hey,
hey! Ho, ho!
Bill Blair has got to go! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Bill Blair has got to go!
Ontario Public Works Act was an absolute fraud, and people were attacked and assaulted out of nobody. People were dragged by private security in the streets. So we're just standing up and speaking out the truth for this city.
The first G20 rally of 2011, I was speaking with Derek here, and I noticed the latest thing I saw in the Secret Store, on the Secret Store YouTube page. You got the latest, one of the latest headlines, breaking news, serial killer was involved with G20 planning. And we've got reports now that Russell Williams, a former colonel of the military, who's currently in jail for killing multiple women, was involved with the security planning of the G20. Does this surprise you at all, that the leadership of the G20 security could possibly be totally demonic? What do you think?
People are put in that position of power, they turn out to be murderers, and they were planning G20, a secret top meeting in Toronto at the Army base, to provide air flights for Obama and to protect the airspace. That's what Russell Williams was in charge of. He was there at a meeting, and that information needs to be relayed to the public. So, I mean, we're here, we believe in democracy, we believe in getting out the facts, and check out online. Information is getting out, there's numerous movies, Into the Fire is coming out, people got to see that. I mean, it's an exciting time to be in Toronto, because people are coming together. Activism is alive and well, and we're connecting, we're giving out information, we're making blogs, we're doing radio shows with 88.1 CKLN, and it's all about just standing up for democracy. We're Canadians. We don't let this happen with no accountability. I just produced the movie, the original version of Toronto G20 Exposed. I thought it was important to get the truth out, to document it, and to get it into the right hands. We got it into Parliament. It was in the Toronto Sun. So it was just about getting the information out to the public. So it was definitely an important aspect of G20. All the footage on the news, as well as first-hand accounts from people that were assaulted, and the Ontario Public Works Act being deemed illegal. It's all news coming out, and I think it's got legs, and it's going to go into the summer. You know, we're going to have a rally on the anniversary.
Love you all. What happened when you pulled up, when you found your criminal record? What's going on? What did the police think of you?
Yeah, I didn't pull up a criminal record. It was actually the Freedom of Information Act. I paid $5. You can go to the police headquarters or any division in Toronto or across the GTA. You can request that. And I got a public information. And I was giving out DVDs all summer, giving them to media outlets, giving them to police officers, just having conversations, asking them what their opinions were. And they filled out a report that I was giving out anti-police, anti-G20 material. I think we have freedom of speech in this country, and we need to stand up for it. And if we have information, we have the right to hand that out. And I wasn't doing anything wrong. You know, I just wanted to get the truth out. Let's see if I have it here. Yeah, I was at Ryerson for the start of a rally back in, I believe it was in October. And I was handing out free DVDs just to people in the crowd, and also some of the police officers. I asked them if they wanted some DVDs, and a lot of them have accepted them. It was the free movie you can watch online, the original version. It's www.torontog20exposed.ca. I thought it was important to get out the facts and get out the information to the public to let them know what happened. And I went and got a Freedom of Information Act from the police headquarters in Toronto. It cost $5. I would recommend people going there to get it. I don't have a criminal record, so I thought it was important to see what was in my file. Especially when the 12 police officers came after me in front of my condominium because I asked a question off the record to a police officer. And then I got assaulted and I got ID checked. So I went to get help in my condominium from a security guard, and I was pretty shooken up by that. And that was my motivation to get the movie out. You know, if that didn't happen to me, I probably would have never produced that movie. But that made me realize that we need to stand up for democracy and get the freedom of speech out. And the movie is about real stories. It's about what happened during G20, first-hand accounts. So I pulled up that information, the Freedom of Information Act, and the information said that there was an investigation when I handed out DVDs. And it said the actual circumstances were: videographer provided complimentary copy of anti-police G20 related DVD he produced to reporting officers prior to an anti-G20 protest at Ryerson University. And it says males believed to be reporting officers during their interaction. Now, that's simply not the case. I wasn't reporting officers. I was just trying to make conversation and give out the information. So, I mean, they did take some DVDs, and then they filled out a report on me, just keeping tabs, I guess. But, I mean, we need to get the information out. So the best way to do it is giving out DVDs.
giving out links to like news stories, getting together in your community and talking about what happened, because the Ontario Public Works Act was deemed illegal by the Ontario Ombudsman. Adam Nobody was assaulted. People were trampled singing "O Canada." You know, this is our city, and we need to take it back. We need to stand up and be strong, and we need to be peaceful at all times.
Thanks a lot, Derek, for your words. Any just last thoughts here? It looks like we're at the end of the rally here. First rally of 2011, the public inquiry rally.
Yeah, I think we're looking forward to some more rallies during the summer. Hopefully on the one-year anniversary, June 26th and 27th, more people will be aware of what happened, and more people will see the YouTube videos. You can go up on YouTube and just type in G20 Toronto and see what happened. See the facts, you know, everybody needs to know that we have the right to protest. We have the freedom of assembly. And when rights are taken away from Canadians, this is the time to stand up and to say, we're not gonna take it. We need accountability. We need investigations to happen. And we need to know where $1 billion was spent of taxpayers' money. We need to know why Toronto was turned into martial law.
No, we don't need martial law in this country.
Word up, word of mouth Wednesday. So shout outs to everyone that was at the rally there demanding the public inquiry into the G20 still in 2011, months after the G20. But the G20, you know, they're not done. They might expand, you know, they might add a few more countries, but they are definitely meeting, you know, they're meeting regularly since 2008. So their Toronto stop was just really one stop, but the people of Toronto are not going to forget. And, you know, so shout-outs to Derek Sobral, you just heard there in the interview, what we played at the top of the show, the Test Their Logic interview. Shout-outs to Testament and Illogic, and shout-outs to Dan Dix of Press for Truth. Also, shout-outs to Adam Nobody, who was at the rally in Queen's Park. He returned to Queen's Park, the site of the place where he was brutalized. And also, shout-outs to Adam Letalic, who's the director of the Toronto G20 operation, which you can see at underoccupation.com. And we didn't get a chance to, we're running out of time in the show, so we'll save that for a future week, the interview with Adam Letalic. But hopefully also I'm going to be posting some videos on YouTube, so look out for those, and then I'll link it to the Toronto Media Co-op. I'll try to upload those, just to give you an idea of what, you know, what happened at this rally on Saturday, what happened at the G20, you know, a few months ago, and what's been happening since. So that is about it for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, and you know, we'll be back next week. And you know, we talked a lot about the police officers today. The police officers, the terrible job that they did at the G20. But you know, we got to give respect to police officers, because there are some good officers. There were some officers even in the G20 that kept their name tags on. So respect to those guys. And you know, today's is, you know, it's a different kind of day when it's the day that an officer passes away in this morning with what happened in, involving an accident on the street. So respect to him, and you know, respect to you know, to anyone that's trying to serve and protect society. Now, what we're going to get into though is some of the events listings, because you heard Test Their Logic mention what's taking place Saturday and Sunday, Steelworkers Hall, all day Saturday and Sunday. This January 15th and 16th, 2011, is the Anarchist Studies. It's a pay what you can, $10 to $25 suggested donation. All money raised at the door will be donated to the Toronto G20 Legal Defense Fund. You can find this full schedule of events at the NAASN.org. That's the North American Anarchist Studies Network. North American Anarchist Studies Network has a Toronto conference January 15th to 16th. This event I saw on the socialistproject.ca. There's taking place next Tuesday, 7 p.m., right here at Ryerson in the Student Center, 55 Gould Street. There's going to be a labor forum, Key Union Struggles, Building the Fight Back, billed for the January 29th to 30th Workers' Assembly Labor Conference, organized by the Labor Committee of the Greater Toronto Workers' Assembly. And that conference is coming up, is also going to be taking place here at Ryerson, I believe. So that's coming up. And then on rabble.ca, they had posting for Real Activism, a film screening, Fighting for Our Land, which is taking place on January the 14th. So that's coming up on this Friday. Two films are going to be screening, include Fighting for Our Land and Why Are We Marching? Why Are We Marching About the G20? So that's all taking place at the Bloor United Church, 300 Bloor, 7 p.m. Film screening, Real Activism on Coming up on Friday, I guess, January the 14th. But this has been our January the 12th episode of the Word of Mouth Wednesday. And this is CKLN 88.1 FM broadcasting from Ryerson University. And stay tuned for our next show, which is the Blues Dr. Julie Hill with the Blue Remedy, coming up to cure your music ills. It is the Blue Remedy. And my name's Daniel Libby. And stay libertized. Word out.
Everywhere I go, people running around.